Now, 50 Palestinian mourners were injured in clashes near Jerusalem al-Quds when Israeli forces fired rubber bullets at them. The violence broke out as the Palestinians were attending the funeral of a Palestinian teenager shot by Israeli forces last week. The teenager died of his injuries on Sunday. Clashes also broke out in East Jerusalem al-Quds on Sunday night after the teenager died. Israeli forces fired tear gas, rubber bullets, and live rounds at Palestinian protesters in East Jerusalem districts of Wadi Jouz, Isawiya, and Al-Tur. The protesters threw stones and firecrackers at the Israeli soldiers. They also threw petrol bombs at a gas station on the edge of the East Jerusalem settlement of French Hill, setting it on fire. Dozens of Palestinians have held a demonstration in Gaza to protest against the Palestinian president's inappropriate policies toward Hamas and the people injured in the Gaza war. The demonstration was held in front of the Gaza residence of President Mahmoud Abbas as he was holding a meeting with the Norwegian foreign minister. The protesters say Abbas has not sent funds for the people injured in the Gaza war and has not sent the salaries of former Hamas government employees who haven't been paid for more than 3 months. In the 50-day Israeli onslaught on the Gaza Strip, nearly 11,000 Palestinians were injured.